This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, talk about markets. Look at the 10-year, what's happening today. Really interesting.
It is. Significant. It's been a crazy morning.
Yeah.
It's all the coronavirus, you know, recent disclosures of the spread into Italy, South Korea, the Middle East, has really spooked the market, and there's a major sell-off in the stock market. The Dow's down over 1,000 points, and the beneficiary of that are government-guaranteed bonds. The 10-year is down about 11 basis points in yield. MBS prices are up significantly. You know, you got to look at coupons there, and the higher coupons aren't up quite as much as the lower one. In fact, you know, just the difference between the price and the 2.5 and the 3 is about double. So the 3's up, you know, a quarter of a point, and the 2.5's up about a half of a point. So, yeah, it's just a big shift into high quality, safe assets.
Yep.
And you know, all this is playing, as I mentioned, on the markets today. There's a growing expectation for a Fed rate cut as a result of the concerns that the coronavirus may have on the overall global and certainly the U.S. economy. So, you know, that's today. But, you know, last week was a lot of the same, not near as much. MBS prices improved. They were up another 33 basis points or so. Prices are down, was down 400 points. And again, it's largely driven by concerns about the coronavirus. The economic data that came out last week had little effect. The PPI inflation, producer price inflation number, came in higher than expected, but it's still very low. The Philly Fed manufacturing index was better than expected. The housing market data was pretty good, actually. The housing starts in January beat expectations. The sales of previously owned homes remain strong, and the home builder sentiment, it fell just a little bit, but it's still pretty good. The minutes of the January meeting of the Fed were released last week, but really contained no surprises. So looking at the rest of this week, yeah, there's a lot of significant economic data to come out this week, but, you know, market's going to remain focused on new reports and the trends that are happening as a result of the virus and the risks associated with the virus and what it's doing to investor analysis of safe and risky assets. The data to come out this week includes core PCE, which everyone needs to pay attention to.
It's personal consumption important. Expenditures. Yep.
Yeah,
consumer.
And it's the consumer. And it's the you know, it's a go-to inflation measure for most people, including the Fed. So, and with the thought that the Fed may be interested in cutting rates at its next meeting, you know, that core PCE number would need to remain low in order for the Fed to do that. Second estimate of the first quarter GDP is set to come out on Thursday, along with durable orders. For the GDP estimate, there's really no expectation for a change from the first estimate. I believe it's expected to show about a 2.1% annualized growth rate for the fourth quarter. I'm sorry,
fourth quarter
of 2019. Yeah.
Yep.
The consumer confidence number comes out tomorrow and consumer sentiment comes out Friday. Both are expected to show small increases. And then in the housing market data, more data comes out this week. The number that measures contracts signed in January to buy both new homes and existing previously owned homes, both are expected to have risen from December. So pretty strong housing data, low rates, just concern about stocks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got temporary. We're going to see this bounce back. The coronavirus will play itself out, and at least hopefully nothing too dramatic there. But the markets are reacting, and it creates volatility and some opportunity for another refinance wave going through. And I look at what this is doing for lenders. I mean, if you're not making money in this market, my gosh, what's going on? Anyway, great opportunity. Great opportunity. Good time to be in the mortgage industry, friend.
You know, David, you take big movements like we've seen, and you think about what it's doing to the secondary markets of the companies out there. And you know, coverage that they took, expecting loans to close, maybe they're not going to close now because, you know, things have improved so much.
The guys managing interest rate risk and interest rate volatility, my heart goes out to them. It is not an easy job. There is no question that this one's it's going to be a challenge. It's going to continue to be so for a while. And then MSRs. Look, I mean, think about that, the runoff. And what the potential that has to the balance sheets, a lot of companies, I'm going to tell you, that we have not seen the end of what I believe could be very difficult times for independent mortgage bankers that are not hedging their servicing risk, the MSR risk, so on runoff. So that's only the bigger boys do it. Everyone can. And Austin Tillman and David Stevens over there at our friends in Colorado do an awesome job of doing that, United Capital Markets. So anyway, Joe Farr, thanks so much for being here.
Sure.
Really do appreciate you. Before I go, I just want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for them for making this podcast possible. And there's a long list. And if you want to join this list, come on. Get a hold of us. Go to the website or get a hold of Paul. All the contact information is on the website. Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Indicom, Ainsworth Advisors, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Celebrity Home Loans, Velma, Vidyard, Vendor Surf, AI Assist, and our new sponsor, Incelerate. Yes, Josh at Incelerate. So excited about having him on. Thank you for listening, everybody. Appreciate you. Look forward to having you back here next week. And tell your friends and associates about this podcast. If you find it interesting, share it. That's how we've grown. It's over 500,000 strong in listeners. Thank you. Appreciate you all. Have a blessed one. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.